This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tom Withers reporting Dylan Gabriel back at practice today, correct?
Mm-hmm. He adds in, not sure if he has cleared the protocol or this is the final step, but Dylan Gabriel back at practice today. David Njoku also returned to practice dealing with a knee injury. Defensive end Alex Wright and Jamari Thrash are both absent as of now.
If he's cleared from concussion protocol by tomorrow, by today, I would think, right? You're starting Shador. He's been getting the reps this week, right? I mean, what happens?
I mean, you've...
Kevin did say that he would be the starter if he was out of protocol last week, didn't he?
I don't know what you do. I'm trying to process it in my head.
It's a 2-8 team.
I apologize. I'm processing on the road.
It's a 2-8 team. You let Sanders go out there and play. That's what I think. You're 2-8.
But if your number, all right, in the same way that you always said to me that the number two, if you're number two and you're the backup quarterback and they go to Bailey Zappe before coming to you, it's a slap in the face, right?
To who,
I think
though?
You have said that to me.
To your locker room, to your fan base, to the integrity of that.
So if your number one quarterback comes back,
wouldn't that same logic prevail? No, like with a pitcher.
Help me here.
There's only one person that you need to worry about in the whole scenario. It's and not one in particular, but it's... It's the one-to-one. So it's the one-to-one relationship between the coach and quarterback A, quarterback B, quarterback C. And you better know your players to know their confidence level to understand that if you tell them they're taking a step back this week or that they're going back in a direction where they were, you better feel confident that you're not destroying the confidence of said player. I know that's a little, there's a lot of confident words there, but...
Yeah.
Again, you have to know the emotional attachment, and it doesn't matter what the fans think. It doesn't matter what your other teammates think. If you're the head coach and your job is to win, you better find the best quarterback to help you win that week. Otherwise, you're going to be watching.
So then this is the billion-dollar question that all of us are going to be yelling and screaming
about. I'm going
against
what I normally would say in that situation.
Is the unknown of Shador Sanders better than the known commodity of Dylan Gabriel when it comes to winning a football game? At least in your mind.
No. My point is I'm putting Shador out there this week to start.
Okay.
It's a great... But the problem there is that it's a confidence builder for Gabriel.
This is like a mess.
I think they're
this
going,
is a total knot.
But I don't.
We're
going
to tie ourselves into knots on this. I understand it from a Kevin Stefanski point of view as well, because if I'm him, what I have watched from Dylan Gabriel has been poor. Now there are a lot of reasons why it has been poor, including the play of Dylan Gabriel himself and everything around him. But it's been poor, and he's had what since the Minnesota game. So we're talking, I think, like 4 or 5 starts, I think we're at now. Something along those lines. Again,
dude,
doing this off the top of my head.
They're 0-5 on the road this year, too.
I'm doing this off the top of my head. I apologize if my math is off to anybody out there who has this going. Please correct me on Twitter as necessary.
Okay.
So if that's the case, I don't know if you have a big enough sample size that you're going to turn around and hand the ball to Shedeur Sanders and go, yeah, I know Dylan Gabriel stinks, even though your fan base is going to tell you Dylan Gabriel stinks. I don't know if I'm Kevin Stefanski if I'm doing that same exact thing. But you've also been prepping a game plan for this kid all week. And,
yeah.
And it's probably different than the game plan you're going to have for
is it
a Dylan Gabriel.
No, I don't think it's much different. Here's why.
Okay.
You have two rookie quarterbacks that both need confidence. And I mean, we can do it as two keys and a lock. I can tell you it's because it's part of my two keys and a lock. You need to make sure that whatever you do, no matter which quarterback it is, because they're both rookie quarterbacks, that you put them in high percentage plays and give them the opportunity to be able to succeed. You have to be able to succeed. And so you're going to use high percentage plays. You're going to throw to your tight end. You're going to throw or hand the ball off to your running back. Are you with me on this?
Dylan Gabriel's had six starts.
Okay.
To this point.
All right.
Just wanted to clarify that. Yes, you would think it would be a similar game plan. Like you'd think you'd want to turn around and hand the ball off a bunch, but we've watched this enough times to know that that's not how they're playing. Now, why that is another argument for another day. But like they don't turn around and hand the ball off 30 times a game.
No, but what they're doing now is 25, and they're throwing the ball 25 as long as they're within a close game. Let's do this. Let's do this conversation within the confines of two keys and a lock. Can you do that? Yeah, there we go. Two keys and a lock. All right, I'm going to give you key number one. I just laid it out. The Browns have to put a high percentage offense in front of a rookie quarterback, whether it's Gabriel or whether it's Sanders. Now, personally, I would love for them to give the ball to Sanders on the first play from scrimmage and tell him just to air the thing out. Let's go. Let's see that strong arm. Let's see that precision accuracy. Let's see all of it. Let's see it right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Right away, you're 2-8. You have nothing to lose. Let's go. Key number one, Matt Corrali time.
All right, so key number one, if the Browns get a win Sunday, it's going to be because Shedeur Sanders didn't run 15 or 20 yards backwards when facing pressure. He needs to step up in the pocket, and when he's scrambling, you either find a hole upfield that's created by your line or scramble out to the left or the right. And if nothing's available, just throw it away. He cannot run like a chicken with his head cut off back there. It may have worked in college. It's not going to work in the NFL.
Key number one for me is turn around and hand the ball off to Quinshon Judkins as much as humanly possible. I just think a strong run game is the best thing for a rookie quarterback. And a strong run game is the best thing for a quarterback who has the limitations that Shedeur Sanders does. And I don't know why they didn't do it for Dylan Gabriel, but they need to start doing it now. Turn around, hand the ball off to Quinshon Judkins, hand it off to Dylan Sampson, hand it off to Ford. It's got to be like the number 30. It's got to be 30 times between those guys. That's key number one.
Hmm. All right, that's key number one. Time now for key number two. Dan, you can go first on this one.
Key number two is back to kind of what Matt Corrali was saying as well in his key number one. Key number two is, dude, you're not prime Michael Vick. Like, someone needs to sit Shedeur Sanders down. They need to look him dead in the eye, and they need to say to him, you are not prime Michael Vick. You are not Kyler Murray. You are not Lamar Jackson, okay? do not bail out of the back of that pocket, because Max Crosby will be standing right there wanting to slam you into the dirt. And let me tell you, it hurts a lot more when Max Crosby is the one doing it compared to a Big 12 defensive end. Key number two, you have got to step up in that pocket. You have got to break that habit ASAP, because if you
don't...
And get
rid of the ball quicker, right?
Okay, Three steps, ball out. Five steps, ball out. Do not bail out of the back of that pocket. That's
Corrali time. Key number two.
So we're going to focus on the defensive side of the ball, and Jim Schwartz said it best yesterday in his press conference. There are two guys you have to worry about offensively for Vegas. It's tight end Brock Bowers, and it's running back Ashton Jeanty. Now, Bowers kind of goes without saying, right? He was a first-team All-Pro last year. He's only getting better, as last year he was a rookie. But Jeanty's interesting, and Schwartz said his stats don't match the tape. He's only averaging just under 4 yards a carry, but 65% of his yards are after contact. So that means he's averaging 1.3 yards before contact, and that's the worst in football. So you need to have form tackles shine when you have number two right in front of you defensively. Get him to the ground initially, because if not, he's going to make you pay.
I'll double down on that for our key number two, and I'm going to go with the no-throw Raiders is what I'm saying, because when you look at their, first of all, their rushing offense is abysmal. They're tied for 30th in the league at 81.4, but their passing offense isn't much better. They are 25th in the league with a 187.6 yard per game, so 187.6 yards per game. You're going up against the number one pass defense in the NFL, allowing just 167 yards per game in your Cleveland Browns. Those two numbers don't sync up, but they do favor the Browns just gigantically. So it's got to be the no-pass Raiders once again. And, you know, they're giving up 167, and the Raiders are averaging 187.7. So continue to make sure that the Raiders believe they can't throw the ball, because guess what? The Browns should be able to do that this week. Let's go into the lock. Lock it up. Boom. Matt, you go first. Give me your lock.
So the lock of the day, for the third time this season, your Cleveland Browns are getting to 20 points on the scoreboard. Now, how they'll do it, I don't know. Probably a good, maybe a score or two will come from the defense. But, guys, the Raiders looked abysmal on Monday night against Dallas. I just see this as a great opportunity for everyone to shine. It might not be the Miami game where they put up 31, but I think it's definitely going to be better than the Jet game that you saw a few weeks back.
Madigan, give me a lock.
Myles Garrett, 4 sacks.
Are you serious? You're going to give him another 4-sack game?
Yes.
Wow.
Because A, Geno's not moving the way he should. B, that Raiders offensive line is so bad. That is thin. It's not good at all. Miles is going to feast in this game.
Was that giving 13 over the last three games?
It's going to be something asanine. Like, he's breaking the single season record this year,
by
the way.
In three games, he's about to do it.
Yeah, he's breaking the single season record. Like, it's insane what he's going to be able to do against this line. This line is awful for the Raiders.
All right, this is my lock. You ready? You ready for this one?
Do it.
Do you know how many people are going to be so excited when they see this play?
Do it.
Shedeur Sanders will have a rushing touchdown.
Ooh, I like that.
It's my lock. Feel
I like
it.
That idea.
It's in my bones. It's in my soul. Shedeur Sanders, I can't wait to see what he does once he gets there. Is his dad going to be there? That's the question. He did answer that question. And we'll play that answer for you a little bit later in the show. How's that sound?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.